USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Yes, man, it's another Command Performance request. It seems a lot of letters have been arriving at Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA, asking for one of your favorite shows. It's one you haven't been hearing overseas lately, Truth or Consequences. And that means that today, all the festivities are in charge of that quiz expert and laugh master, the Truth or Consequences man in person, Ralph Edwards.
Ken Carpenter, greetings to all you men and women who have made the enemy take the consequences. Ken, who's our first contestant of the evening?
Well, Ralph, here's our first contestant, Sergeant Ronald Cook of Santa Ana.
Well, hello, Ronald Cook. Hi, fella.
Good evening.
Sergeant, where are you from?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, well, well. You been back there recently?
Oh, about 5 days ago.
Is that so? How are things back in St. Paul?
Can't complain.
That's good, eh?
That's good.
Question for you, miss, and we'll have a little consequence, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, listen very carefully. What is the name of the big three that you hear about every day on the radio, whose initials are ATS? Truth or Consequences. No snitching in the audience, please. The name of the...
Truman?
The name of the big three that you hear every day on the radio, whose initials are ATS. You have plenty of time. 20 seconds. 18 have gone by. 19, 20. That's all. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. You remember now, Ronald?
Every day.
Right?
Every day.
All right. All right, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Sergeant Cook, you gave... What was your job in the Army, by the way?
Administrative NCO.
Cook, administrative. I see. All right. Now, Ronald, you gave us the phone number of a friend that you could reach on the telephone here in the Los Angeles area. Is that right?
Right.
All right, fella. What is his name?
Douglas Carter.
Now, where does he live?
1131 Lodi Place.
All right. What place?
Lodi Place.
Oh, he'll come up. Don't you worry. We're going to get him. I hope he's a very good friend of yours, is he?
Very good.
All right. Now, would he come through for you in an emergency?
Oh, yes.
All right, Ronald, we're going to find out. We have your friend on the telephone. You gave us the number, and when you came up, contacted him. Now, we haven't told him a thing, except that it's a friendly call from you coming through. Now, he doesn't know where you are, and don't you tell him you're on Truth or Consequences or Command Performance, will you?
No.
Your consequence is to try to borrow $25 from this friend. What's his name again?
Douglas Carter.
He sounds like a man that might hang on to it. I don't...
Anyhow, tell him you need it. Tell him you need it for a poor relative who's about to be put into the street. Will you do that, Ron? What are you laughing about? Already. All right. Now, if you can get him to promise to send that $25 to you, we'll tell him it's all a gag and we'll give you an extra $5. See? Okay?
Okay.
We switched the line at the last minute from the show. All right. You're willing to do this?
Surely.
Oh, you know, just one little thing I forgot to mention. While you're talking to your friend, asking him for $25 for the poor relative, we'll have a very beautiful girl sit on your lap and make love to you. I hope your friend doesn't get the wrong impression, Ronald. And here's that gorgeous gal, famous singer and pinup star who will grace your lap, Miss Connie Haynes. Come out, Connie! Meet Sergeant Ronald Cook.
How are you, Ronnie?
He's fine. How are you?
He's from St. Paul, but his mother was in Lansing once. Ronald, this is Connie Haynes.
Hello, Connie.
Yes, we've already...
Oh, yeah. All right, that's all you get now, Ron. All right. Now, mate, we have a little consequence. Are you ready, Connie?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right.
You ready?
Sure.
Now, don't get too far here. Now, please come over here and sit down, will you, Ronald Cook? Just come right over here and sit down by the telephone, because your friend is on it. And now I wonder if you, Connie, would sit down on the sergeant's lap. Do you mind, Ronald?
Not at all.
I mean, you can back out if you want.
No.
No, you don't want to back out. All right.
Here goes.
Yeah. All right, now I'll put the earphones on so that I can hear. And you talk to this phone and tell a friend on it that you want to borrow $25. And Connie, you can just sort of make love to him.
That won't be hard.
How was
he saying?
Hello,
Doug. Yeah. This is Ron.
Oh, what'd he say?
Fine, not bad at all.
What'd he say?
Fine.
Everything going all right? This is the dullest conversation. Get to the point, Sergeant.
Doug, I thought I'd call you and,
What did you say?
What?
Yeah. What'd you say? You're what?
I'm just in a... I'm a little tough spot.
Is he falling for it, baby?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
No.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He says it sounds awful funny to you.
Go ahead, get $25 out of him. Let's go.
Could I borrow $25 from you?
Put it on thick, soldier boy.
You know what you mean.
What'd he say?
As soon as I possibly can get it.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, what we could do with $25?
He says, who is that talking? What's he saying? Listen. Who's there?
Nobody's here with me.
Is this what?
No,
is this what's the trouble with that girl? Just get the $25.
All right, can I get the $25 from you? Okay, fine.
Come on, tell the tight wad to loosen up.
All right, you got the $25, didn't he say yes?
Yeah.
All right, fella, then you did it. You win $5. Now, you tell him not to bother, that it's all a truth and consequences gag on command performance, and we'll send him $5, too.
This is just the truth and consequence program on command performance, and so as long as I got the $25 from you, I get $5 extra, and so do you.
And he doesn't have to send the $25. Listen to him.
I don't have to send the $25.
He's dying on the other end. All
right. You can see me, though.
Yes, you can see. Yeah, that's all. Hang up on him. Yes, indeed. You get $5, too, and you did a great job under a great handicap. Thank you. Miss Haynes?
All right, terrific, Donnie Haynes. Thanks a million.
Honey?
Now, Ken Carpenter, who's our next contestant?
Our next contestant, Ralph, Mrs. Frank Coon.
Mrs. Coons. All right, thanks, Ken. Hello, Miss Coons. Have you met Ken Carpenter, the famous announcer?
Yeah, you do.
Isn't that thrilling to meet a big announcer like that, Miss Coon?
Huh?
Now, I have a question for you, Miss, and we'll have a little consequence, okay?
Fine.
Okay. Do you have any little consequences at home or not?
Yeah, I have one little girl, 13, home.
All right. She's going to be a big girl. Now, here's...
21.
What's that?
I have 6 children.
Well, she just brushes it off like that. That's really terrific. A girl, 13, at home and 6 children.
Yeah. I have one girl home that's 13, but I've had 6 children.
Well,
I gather with all of them. I didn't want you to think so she was the only one I had.
Oh, no, what you say leads me to believe that she isn't the only one. What is your occupation? What is your occupation, Miss Coons?
Housewife.
Yes, all right. Now, here's a question. Miss, it will have a little, I hate to say the word, consequence. Shall we go on? Yes. Why, this is one of our moron questions that we have once in a while on truth and consequence. Why did the little moron eat bullets? This is a silly little thing.
It is. I don't know.
Ken told me this before we came on. Why do I blame it on him? I'll face it. I brought it in myself. Do you know Miss Coons?
No.
Why the little moron ate bullets? So his hair would come out in bangs. So you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Coons. Mrs. Coons, do you do your own shopping?
Yes, I do.
I've heard tell that St. Paul housewives are really good shoppers. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'll bet it is. We're going to find out. We're going to bring some melons out here, put them on a table, and have you feel them, you see? And the ones you think are ripe, you can take home with you. Now, if you could see the melons, you could tell if they were ripe or green. So to make it fair, we'll blindfold you. Is that all right with you to make it a test? Now, remember, you represent all the housewives of America tonight. Would you just go off stage with either Mr. Pascal or Mr. Birch there and get blindfolded, please? There, Mr. Davidson, thank you. That's it. All right, just go right on, and we'll bring out a table and put 4 melons on it. That's it. Will you bring out the melons, please, Al? That's the stuff. Now, here's the table. And, is she gone off stage? She can't hear? Ooh, what's going to happen to her? Now, we told Mrs. Coons that we had 4 melons. Actually, we only have 2. Now, to fill up the other 2 holes cut in this table, I'd like to use 2 bald-headed men. 2 fellas, please. 2 nice shining domes. We have lots of celebrities in our audience tonight and around here on stage. 2 of them have a beautiful head of flesh. Let's bring them out. 1 is Bill Frawley. Bill Frawley, come on. Here he is. The famous Bill Frawley. Hello, Bill.
Hiya, Ralph.
Welcome to Command Performance. Now, would you come up here? And over here is Edgar Kennedy, the famous comedian. Now, if you gentlemen will just sit down under this table and stick your domes up through the holes in the table on each side of the real melting. Do that, Bill. You get under there, and Edgar, you get under this side. You're happy about this, aren't you, Mr. Kennedy? All right, Bill Crawley in the number 4 spot, and Edgar Kennedy. I can't tell the difference seeing them. What does he do blindfolded? Yeah? All right. Now, are you comfortable, Mr. Kennedy? Are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm comfortable, thank you. What kind of a melon am I supposed to be?
What'd you say?
What kind of a melon am I supposed to be?
Looks like an eggplant from here. I can't... All right. How are you doing over here, Bill Frawley?
Oh, I'm all right, Ralph. Just ask the lady not to plug me.
That's an idea! Okay. All right. Now, listen, you two guys. Oh, here, you two guys are over here. Now, listen. Let's get back here. Anything might happen here. Let's get our blindfolded woman back on stage. Our bald heads are under the table on each end, you see. Mr. Kennedy is in number 1, and Mr. Frawley's in number 4. And in 2 or 3 are the real melons. All right, bring her back blindfolded. Remember, the ones she thinks are ripe, she can take home with her. All right, bring her back now. Don't anyone give the gag away. Aren't we devils? Well, here you are. This is... Mrs. Coons, you all set to go, Mrs. Coons?
That's right.
All right. You got the blindfold on all right, huh?
Yes.
Now, we have the 4 melons here. We've real California melons. Just walk right up. Don't worry. You hang on to me. You've got everything to lose. Now, just come right on up here, and I'm going to have you thump these melons. You see, the ones that you think are ripe, you can take home with you. Now, will you just double up your fist like you're going to thump it? Don't hit hard. Thump and tell us, what about that one?
That's a little over right.
Yes, very good. It really looks that way to me, too. All right. Do you want to do anything about it?
Probably if I cut it open, I'd...
If you cut it open. No, I tell you what, if you cut it open, then you couldn't use it. But if it's overripe, it certainly isn't green, so we'll mark it with this black crayon, so you'll know that we aren't kidding you. Here's a black crayon. Now, that one, you see... All right. Now we go to melon number 2. Here's melon number 2. Careful, don't knock the counter over. We have...
Oh, that's horribly hard.
Yes, that is. Oh, that's good judgment. I tell you, these St. Paul ladies really know their melons. Now, what about this? Oh, don't... there's a whole bunch of melons you see on the other side. Now, what about this?
Oh, I think that's very... Very green.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. Then, this is the last one. Get this and you're all set. What about that?
Well, I think... If I could smell it, I think I could...
Mrs. Coons?
It is rotten.
Well, you just can't tell looking at them, you know? All right. Well, I think you've done very well. I'll put you in front of the one that you said's overripe, and remember those you think are ripe. You can take home with you, Miss Coons. Will you take off the blindfold? And there are the melons. What is it? Huh? What do we got? This is, need we tell you, the well-known motion picture actor, Bill Frawley.
How are you, Mrs. Coons? Just as long as you didn't call me Honeydew.
Well, thanks to you, Mrs. Coons, and thanks to both Edgar Kennedy and Bill Frawley. I'm sure the fellas listening agree you're great sports. Good night, Bill.
You're welcome, Ralph. Thank you.
And good night, Edgar. And thank you, Miss Coons. Your prize money awaits. Right, now let's have our next contestant here, Ken Carpenter.
All right, Ralph, this is Paul Riordan, I guess it is.
If you tell me he's from St. Paul, it's all up. Paul, what is your name, sir?
Paul Riordan.
Oh, that's... where are you from, sir?
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Uh-huh. And have you been around Hollywood long?
About 3 years.
And how long have you been an undertaker? That voice, I mean, it sounds like on one of the programs, but it isn't, I know. What is your occupation, sir?
Commercial artist.
Uh-huh. Well, are you here alone tonight, Mr. Riordan?
No, my wife's out in the audience.
Oh, I see. Way over. Oh, that seat's filled up already. You have to... Once we send the contestants up on stage, they really, really fill them up. It's all right, I guess. What's the little girl's name?
Florence.
Oh, that's nice. Always enjoy the name Florence. The city. Now, here's a question. Miss, we'll have a consequence. Paul Riordan, pronounce the following word. C-H-O.
Co.
P-H-O.
Po.
U-S-E.
Use.
Yes. Now, what does the whole thing spell? What does that spell? Pronounce it now, all three words together. Pronounce the following word. You said C-H-O.
Po.
Copo what?
Use.
Copo use? Copo use? No, you were close. Actually, it's Chop House. But you were... That's a ticklish one, isn't it?
Right.
Mr. Riordan? All right, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences, Paul Riordan. Now, we're going to have Ken Carpenter here read a paragraph with the word shot in it several times. Now, if you can guess how many times the word shot appears, you get an extra $5. Now run off stage into our soundproof room until we tell the audience how many times the word shot appears. Will you do that, Mr. Reardon? Just go right ahead, and then Ken, you see, will come out with this paragraph that he's going to read, and it has the word shot in it many, many times, you see. And if you can guess how many times he says it, why, we'll give you an extra $5. Is he gone? He can't hear. All right, the door's closed. Now, when Mr. Reardon comes back, he will tell us how many times he thinks Ken Carpenter read the word shot. Now, that's simple enough. He will guess right or wrong, and we'll pay him off and send him back to his seat in the audience. We'll give the impression that he's through, but actually, that is when his consequence really begins, because seated next to him, you see, we won't send him back to his audience, because I've already planted up the fact that there's somebody seated by Mrs. Riordan, so don't you tell him, you see. We'll send him down to one of these seats right down here, and seated next to him, down in the audience, and dressed as a woman, will be a man who will pretend Mr. Riordan was annoying her, him, it, you see. But will you hear this? And that man, dressed as a lady, will be none other than the head man of comedy himself. And here he is, completely bedecked in all the finery of a spinster, Bob Hope. Hey!
Well, I've changed my mind.
No!
Walking all over. Roberto Hope.
Believe me, it's not worth it.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ralph. Is my slip showing?
Yeah. Bob, your slip isn't showing, but everything else is.
Let's not start with a blackout, huh?
I must admit, you look pretty good.
I know. One woman stopped me outside and wanted to know where I got my bustle.
Did you tell her?
Of course not. That's not a bustle. That's me. I hope no one from Paramount sees me. I may wind up as Bing Crosby's leading lady. That's pretty dangerous at his age, you know.
Bob, you really look great.
Please, no propositions. Nope. If you don't. Sure, I could get killed doing this. No. I was drunk when I took this part. I want you to know that.
Are you all set to go to... Are you all set to go to work on Paul Riordan?
Never mind all the briefing. Let me go right into combat. Where's the boy?
No, take it easy, Bob. You see, Paul Riordan is backstage now, thinking that all he has to do is count the number of times Ken Carpenter says... Are you losing something?
Yes, sir.
All he has to do is count the number of times Ken Carpenter says shot. Instead, you're going to go to work on it.
I see. Well, bring him out. I'll throw my arms around him. I've always wanted to know how the other half lives.
Where is that man?
No.
No, I may get to like this. That's what scares me.
You have to go. All right, here we go.
You don't know why you had Connie Haynes on. I could have handled her part, too. Well.
You took the audience, please, right, in one ahead. Of those two empty seats that are going to be vacated right down there. Do you two folks want to get up and walk out right now? And when Mr. Reardon gets back, right. He'll guess the times that Ken Carpenter says shot, then we'll pay him off and have him take his seat in the audience next to you. And then I'll say
and
now...
I'll be sweating it out down there. I know him.
I'll say now who's next to take...
Believe me, with this outfit, I'm sweating it out, too.
Bob, this is
not
your...
worth it, girls. I just found it out.
Look, this is...
I don't know what you're out for, but it's not worth it. Believe me.
This will be your cue to go to work. When I say now who's next to take it on the chin, I hope.
Yes.
Now, when I say hope three times, that's your cue. That'll be easy to remember. See, that's when you, dressed as a lady, go to work on Mr. Reardon.
You. No! You mean, listen, Ralph,
yes.
You mean I hug him and squeeze him and kiss him the way Hedy Lamarr does to me?
That's
I keep
right.
saying, huh?
Yes,
I'll just grab him like this.
Yeah, not me.
He's strong, you know.
No, no, come on.
Kiss me.
No, no.
So you need a shave, you know.
Now, please, now listen, Bob, you jump up and pretend that Mr. Reardon has annoyed you. Make a scene. From here we take it. Gong.
Yeah.
Go sit in one of those two empty seats on the aisle.
I'll probably need both of them the way I'm dressed.
In the third row.
Girdle.
Now I'll bring Mr. Reardon back, and you folks, now look, you folks around Bob Hope there, when Mr. Reardon sits down next to Bob, dressed as a lady, don't stare at Hope, you see, dressed up like this. Don't give the gag away at all. You just
and
keep
if you ever get out of the studio, don't tell anybody.
All right, Bob.
Don't ever let Crosby hear about this, will you?
Wait, could you wait a minute, Ralph?
Yeah, I want to go out and join the YWCA. I'll be right back.
No. Now, Bob, you stay right there, see? You better throw that...
Where can I go with these heels on it? You kidding?
All right, now, better throw the paper away so it doesn't look like you've been reading the newspaper when you came in. And, Bob, please, no ad-libs down there, or you...
picture, Princess and the Pirate.
Bob, no cracks, you see. Molly's here. Put the veil down a little bit. And don't you people look at Hope there. All right, now bring Mr. Riff. Sign off from Bob. Oh, from now on out, straight face. Straight face.
All right, bring Mr. Reardon back in, please.
Hope looks like a woman wrestler that got stood up. All right, Mr. Reardon, he's probably gone home by now after all this. Come along, Mr. Reardon, and we'll have Ken Carpenter read this. Oh, here he is. We've gone on with a couple of consequences, Mr. Reardon. And I'm sorry we took so long. All right, are you all ready to count the number of times that Ken Carpenter says shot in this thing he's going to... Have you met Ken Carpenter?
Oh,
Paul Reardon.
Yeah,
Ken Carpenter.
I see him.
Yes,
I've
heard many times. All right, now, Ken, here it is. You're supposed to... be one of America's greatest announcers. Sink your teeth into this, fella. This is really a
chore. Teeth left like it threw it. All right, here we go, Mr. Redden. You ready?
Listen, Mr. Redden.
Okay.
Come right up here, see?
While shot was supposed to have shot not, that shot that shot, which was supposed to have shot not, really had not shot not. We think that not was shot by shot, but maybe not have shot at not shot the shot that shot not.
How you doing, Mr. Redden?
A not might have shot a shot at shot if the shot that shot that shot not had been shot by not and
Peanut,
not shot. Shot would have been shot by shot and not shot by shot. And it's rot that shot not, even if not was shot. And shot was not. If what shot was not, then what shot not.
There, now. I'll buy anything now, Ken, that you tell. Now, Mr. Reardon, how many times did Ken Carpenter say the word shot?
13.
Now, I want to tell you, this is an amazing thing. Were you speaking of the man's name shot or the verb shot?
Man's name shot.
Well, you are quite right, sir. It was 13 times. Here's your $5 extra, $2 consequence money. And that's really terrific. Will you give him the money, please? And, Ken, I think the least you can do after that is to, like you do all the contestants, just show Mr. Reardon to his seat in the audience and give him a big hand. That was the greatest thing ever. And now let's have another contestant take it on the chin. I hope.
My knee like
no.
that. Oh, well,
please,
get your hands off.
What's going on, Doc?
Oh, well, this boy's grabbing for my knee like it was a 3-day pass.
Please.
Oh,
what? What's going on down there anyhow? Now,
well, I don't know. I thought this was a respectable suit. Shh. So long. Officer!
We have a show going on.
I got
on
off
here.
The wrong place. Is this a joint or something here?
No, no, listen. We have a show going on up
what
here.
What do you think's going on down here? No.
What seems to be the trouble, anyhow?
Say something.
Huh?
Say something.
Wait.
Is your last chance.
She's really grabbing my leg. I'm not bothering.
What do you say? Oh, please, now.
He's deliberately annoying me, Mr. Edwards.
Did you just come in,
what is the Studio A or Griffith Park? That's never. What I want.
I'll have to ask you to be quiet. What's that?
$10.
Oh, that's a lie. We haven't gotten down to that. That's a lie. He's got everything else, though.
No, please. Well, I don't know if you're kidding or not what it is, but please, either leave the studio or not. We've got to go on
to the studio. I beg your pardon. Me leave the studio? How about him? Why don't you say something?
No. Please.
Together.
You.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Mr.
Will you
Edwards.
Excuse me? What?
You, Errol Flynn, you.
No, no. Mr. Reardon,
I've had enough, that's all.
All kidding aside,
I'm not dressed for this type of work, believe me.
I wish you wouldn't annoy this lady.
I should have my ski suit on.
Come on, would you get out here in the aisle and apologize to her, please? I mean, after all, chivalry is one thing. Would you get up here, two men?
I doubt
you'd
be
sorry.
Doing.
Oh,
I'd be sorry if you give me the $10 back.
I'll be sorry. I beg your pardon. I wasn't in your pocket. It was vice versa, if you want to know.
I think we should. Look now, I know you're sorry, and I think you really should be. By the way, what is your name, madam?
My name
is
Teresa Wright.
Go on. This
double man. Senior. No, I'm just...
This man, it looks a little... Excuse me. Nothing
down. My nose is attached to that. It's all right. Have a shrunk. It's nothing to it at all.
He started to say something. He looked very skeptical. Will you please tell what your name is?
My real name?
Yes.
Ralph. How are you, my man? Glad to see you.
For now, gang, it's been fun playing Truth or Consequences for you on Command Performance, and we hope you all enjoyed it. This is Ralph Edwards saying so long, fellers.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.